the 29th day of the month. In hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Romans 8, verses 24 through 25. For through the Spirit, by faith, we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. Galatians 5, 5. Today we consider the hope eternal. The church that carefully reads its New Testament always looks toward the future. Indeed, we believe that what we hope for in the future should shape how we live in the present. Otherwise, why do we say continually, and on the authority of Jesus, "Your will be done on earth as in heaven"? Our hope for heaven is neither wishful thinking nor delusion. It is the firm conviction that in spite of all the evils that beset us, God is in charge. And in the end, the triumph of God will be made clear, and we will share in its glory. Meanwhile, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church is to live out on earth the hope to which it clings. Thus, insofar as possible, the Church is to love the world in the same way that God so loved the world. To do so is to avoid two dangerous extremes: dreading the future as a time of terror, on the one hand, and on the other, yearning so much for a better future that the present seems oppressive. Our hope eternal is characterized neither by fear nor by escapism. It is founded on the rock of divine goodness and faithfulness that undergirds both the transient life of this world and unending life in the nearer presence of God hereafter. Opening prayer. Grant to me, gracious God, and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ, so strong a sense of your steadfast love, that we may see in what you promise us both a firm hope for the future and a pattern of life we can follow in the present. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 46. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city, this sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here. The streets are safe. God at your service from crack of dawn. Godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. Attention, all. See the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth, bans war from pole to pole, breaks all the weapons across his knee. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. From the Apocryphal Book of Wisdom, chapter 9, verse 1, and then verses 7 through 18. God of my ancestors, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, you have chosen me king over your people and magistrate over your sons and daughters. You have bid me build a temple on your holy mountain and an altar in the city that is your dwelling place, a copy of the holy tabernacle which you had established from of old. Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes and what is comfortable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me prudently in my affairs, and safeguard me from her glory. Thus my deeds will be acceptable, and I will judge your people justly, and be worthy of my Father's throne. For who knows God's counsel, and who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid and uncertain our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthly tent weighs down the mind with its many concerns. Scarcely can we guess the things on earth, and only with difficulty grasp what is at hand. But things in heaven? Who can search them out? Or who can know your counsel, unless you give wisdom and send your Holy Spirit from on high? Thus were the paths of those on earth made straight, and people learned what pleases you, and were saved by wisdom. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 1 through 15. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah for the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Now at that time, the army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the guard, which was in the house of the king of Judah, because Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, "Why do you prophesy, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, will not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but he will surely be given to the hand of the king of Babylon. And he will speak with him face to face and see him eye to eye. And he will take Zedekiah to Babylon, and he will be there until I visit him. If you fight against the Chaldeans, you will not succeed.' And Jeremiah said, 'The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, is coming to you. But for yourself my field, which is this Anathoth, for with you have the right of redemption to buy it.' Then Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the guard, and according to the word of the Lord, said to me, 'Buy my field, please, that it is at Anathoth, which is the land of Benjamin. But you have the right of possession, the redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the Lord of the Lord. I bought the field, which was at Anathoth, from Hanamel, my uncle's son, and I weighed out the silver for him, 17 shekels of silver. I signed and sealed the deed, and called in witnesses, and weighed out the silver on the scales. Then I took the deeds of purchase, both the sealed copy containing the terms and conditions and the open copy, and I gave the deed of purchase to Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamel, my uncle's son, in the sight of the witnesses who signed the deed of purchase, before all the Jews who were sitting in the court of the guard. And I commanded Barak in their presence, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these deeds, the sealed deed of purchase, and this open deed, and put them in an earthenware jar, that they may last a long time. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards will again be bought in this land.'" From the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 18, through the first verse of the fourth chapter. "Wives, be subject to your husbands, as it fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be embittered against them. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, so that they will not lose heart. Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service as those who merely please men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. For he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality. Masters, grant to your slaves justice and fairness." From the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head, and kissing his feet, and anointing them with the perfume. Now when the Pharisee, who had invited him, saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman who is touching him, that she is a sinner." And Jesus said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he replied, "Say it, teacher." A moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they were unable to pay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have judged correctly." Turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, But she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. Then he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. Those who were standing, reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this man who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. These are the readings of the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A prayer titled Peacemaking by Lisa DeGrenia from the pamphlet Prayers for General Conference 2024. Break our hearts, Jesus, so we may weep as you weep, love as you love. Break our hearts, Jesus, and raise our voices, so we may speak and act, so all may be safe, so all may have opportunity, so all may know dignity and belonging. Risen One, take away our fear, our apathy, our silence. Grant us your courage, your strength, your enduring, your heart, so we may be your sanctuary, your safe and sanctified place of presence, so we may live your justice and wield your power with wisdom and humility, so we may be your whole and holy people, a people of integrity and truth and transformation, so we may speak and act and love again and again and again, till every dividing wall of hate, fear, and inequity comes crashing down in your powerful name. Holy Christ, Prince of Peace, Savior of the nations, teach us to pray and teach us to live your prayer. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, current ecumenical text. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.